FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to this special This Club Is My Club, pre-recorded live on 1st of January 2020, before the match with Radcliffe. And as it's New Year's Day, of the start of a new decade.
Well, is it? I was going to ask you, is it? That's the question. Some people are claiming that next year.
No, it is.
I think so, but yeah, I'm just chucking it out there.
Trust us.
Brand new decade, and it got us thinking, maybe we should look back at the last 10 years and try and piece together some kind of all-star 11, maybe even a squad if we can't decide what's happening. Don't look at me like that.
We have
to include substitutes.
We've been doing this all week. Come on,
and just have a little chat. Over the course of the next hour or so, we'll be also playing bits of archive from yesteryear, loads of goal clips coming up and penalty saves and that kind of thing. And with me for this special This Club Is My Club, celebrating the decade that was the 2010s, Stato Paul's with us.
Good afternoon.
Woodsall's with us.
Good evening, okay. Viewer.
Right, let's start with goalkeepers then.
It's a good place to start.
There was a lot of deliberation. I should say the panel was the FC Live team panel, all coming together and deciding.
Well, you weren't really coming together. You were flattening my phone battery down for an afternoon.
Yeah, debating various positions and that kind of thing. We've obviously got a few players who we should be considering for the goalkeeper of the last 10 years. Based on the vote, we went with Dave Carnell in the end.
There's only two goalies who've made more than 100 appearances in this decade.
And that's Sam Ashton's other one?
No, Spenner's the other one.
Oh, Spenner's the other one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That threw a Spenner in the works, didn't it?
Carnell made the most appearances, 157.
Is that why we've gone with Dave Carnell
again? And he was involved in the promotion season.
Well, my reasoning for suggesting. I mean, when you messaged us, I think I came back within 5 minutes with an 11. To be honest, I was sat at work doing nothing. To be fair, is it too much to say he won us the league that season? Possibly not, because there was a lot of 1-0 towards the end of the season. There was a game at, I think it's Hales Run.
Away for this corner, Griffiths takes it. That's a good corner towards the back post, and Carnell has to deal with it. Palms it away for the danger area. And it's going to be a throw on this near touchline, which Tronks will come across to take. Lose out on the ball played out wide right-hand side. Opportunity now for Kristen Green to go down the right-hand side, over the halfway line he goes. There's a man at the back post there, FC United haven't seen. Here's an opportunity, and a save for the knees of FC United's goalkeeper, and then headed away by Naya.
I think that's what gets him in the team, that season especially.
One of the clips that we've got for you here is the penalty save he did against Gloucester. It was a penalty that he gave away, in all fairness.
That was our very first National League North game.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was a bit like Welcome to National League North, because I think Gloucester won in the end, didn't they? But Carnell did save a penalty late on.
Well, this is a big moment in the game now. Billy Jones, saved by Carnell!
And a tremendous save as well, and justice is done there.
We can't escape the fact that Sam Ashton's heroics, let's say, in the FA Cup run back in 2010, was pretty important stuff.
They were maybe his peak seasons round about that time, I think, to be fair.
It's close, let's be honest. It's close, but the greatest thing we've won in our history is the Northern Premier League. And he, like I said, he was so important towards the end of that season that it clinched it for me.
We touched upon the FA Cup. I'm going to play this clip because it's not been played for a while. I only dug it up out the archive this morning, actually. And that's Sam Ashton's save against Brighton and Hove Albion.
It's going to be a penalty. It's going to be the last kick of the game, I would have thought, as well. And it's the number 7, Elliot Bennett.
Yes! He saved it! FC United, Sam Ashton has saved the penalty in the dying seconds of this game. But there's a corner ball
taken. What an amazing save. Well done, Sam Ashton.
Yeah. Some other goalkeepers we've obviously not mentioned. James Spencer, obviously. John Worsnop.
Well, you see, the problem with those two together...
Those two were together.
And the problem is Margie couldn't decide who he wanted and gave four games
off. We're very lucky that
four on, four off.
And there was the irony of the playoff final where Spencer was injured and Worsnop made his debut.
And the bigger irony with it for those two, of course, was the day that we let Worsnop go was the day that Spencer got injured at Fylde. It broke that morning that we'd released him, and then Spencer got the injury, which he's never kicked a ball since. I think they both suffered from that. The manager couldn't really decide who he wanted.
And obviously there's Lloyd Allenson as well, who played the year in his first season, but it just kind of the injury he got and that
it
kind of
it never really got over that. I think
no. But that's the goalkeeper situation started. Hope you enjoyed that little bit. What about right back, gentlemen? And this is the most interesting bit, I think, because it was either going to be Liam Brownhill or Carl Jacobs, those were the two, weren't they? Let's be honest.
Fullbacks are funny because Liam Brownhill can play either fullback, so he can probably slot into left or right. There's not that many more regular fullbacks, is there, Paul? Right backs, should I say, that we can look at over that period.
No, you're right. Jacobs, Neville, Brownhill are probably the three that played the most games. But, of course, Neville played a few at centre-back as well. And Brownhill, yes, he can play both full-back positions, or could play. So I think Jacobs at right-back is a sound choice.
I didn't really consider anybody else, to be honest with you. I think I went straight in with him.
That wasn't a difficult decision, based on the last decade.
We've got a goal clip here, because he didn't score that many goals, but there is a goal clip, and it dates back from the 28th of September 2011, everyone, and this was a goal against Whitby Towns.
Carlos Rocker makes good room for himself. He's outside the penalty area, looking for some support, plays it up to Norton. Norton plays it all the way back to Battersby. Going to spray it across to Kyle Jacobs. Lovely ball to Jacobs now. Jacobs an opportunity to put the ball to the penalty. He has a shot in goal. What a goal!
That bent both ways. That bent left and then right.
Well, it's absolutely superb by Kyle Jacobs. The ball went to the far left-hand side. Battersby held on to it. He switched it right back to Kyle Jacobs. Kyle Jacobs took one step, maybe 30 yards outside of his right foot. He's got the hardest shot in this football club, and he proved it there.
And the other thing we forget about Kyle Jacobs is he was captain.
He was captain,
wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was captain. A very important player. 144 appearances in all, over four seasons. Did mention Liam Brownhill. Liam Brownhill got a clean sweep of awards, I believe, in one season.
Mm-hmm. He did, didn't he? Yeah.
In 2014, he won Manager's Player of the Year and Player's Player of the Year.
But he won some of the fans' ones. I mean, he definitely won the writers' one that I looked after for the match reporters. So, yeah.
Slides the ball across left-hand side to Morning. Can he get past Brownhill? Challenge is a fair one and a good one. And Jerome Wright can take it.
Go on, Jerome. Run him.
Jerome Wright through the middle now. He wants Norton. Norton wants the ball, but he's got it eventually. Ooh. He's been brought down as well. And the referee not giving the free kick because FC United are there on ball. And Jerome Wright still remonstrating with the referees. A player down injured. FC United carry on. And Brownhill now in the penalty area. Can Brownhill get a shot on goal? Yes, he can. Goal! The referee has been proved right. He's just said to Jerome Wright, I let play continue. I could have pulled him back. I chose not to. Brownhill, I mean, there was a conversation between the referee and Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright was throwing mud at him, for goodness sake. And the referee says, play on. Brownhill took the ball into the penalty. He sits it right across Zach Hibbert. Nothing Hibbert could do. And FC United, that all-important third goal. Jerome Wright comes across to the bench. He's going to be told in normal terms, shut up,
brilliant,
get on with the game.
Brilliant attacking there from Liam Brownhill.
I mean, we will be playing the Greg Daniels goal in shortly from the...
He never played right back.
No. He's had a sealed the league against Stourbridge, and Brownhill was the one who crossed that ball in. Let's talk about left back.
Liam Brownhill.
Well, there's a couple that
Neville,
we could have said.
Lee Neville played a lot
Lee
of games.
Neville, yeah, left back.
Lee Neville, it was dying for Lee Neville to go in, wasn't it?
With the cross. Headed there by Melling, but not convincingly. And here comes Neville. And he scores. And that was a poor, poor, poor defensive header from George Melling, the number five from Ashton. Headed tamely out to Neville, who'd come forward. And Neville, on his own, really just taps it in. And FC United getting a bit of good fortune there, but they've accepted that bit of fortune. And 4 minutes into the second half, FC United And it's 2-1 now.
You could make an argument for Chris Chandler as well, who is pretty good.
Chandler's shone for 61 games.
He moved on, didn't he, as a result. But we went with Jerome Wright in the end.
Because in this decade, I think Paul will probably agree, when he came into his own in his latter years with FC, and he was excellent for us still, it was at left back. You know, he obviously came as a left winger, but I think he actually played better for the club because he's more consistent at left back.
I think he lost his way slightly playing wide, up front wide. Yes. And I think he got a lease of life going back to left back.
Oh, he's
come on, game is a bad pass. Jerome Wright surely to make it 2-1. An appalling error there on the far side. I think it was Leather who made the mistake. Jerome Wright alert to the chance. Very calm and collected, took it round Sam Ashton and then just strokes it into the net.
He made 400 appearances for FC United, which is an historic high. It's the most anyone's appearance record, isn't it?
264 in the decade.
So there we go. But there was a period where he was with us, playing left wing, as we knew when he first joined us from Main Road. Then he went to Chester.
He did, of course he did.
And then he came back, and then the decision was made. Because we were saying for a while, I remember on FC Live, if he went left back, he would be really good. But he always was reluctant, wasn't he? But
his possessional play improved as well, defensively.
So here, this clip I'm about to play is from Bring Your Own Ball, when he was about to make his 300th appearance for the club. And he's talking about, you know, playing for FC United and making that switch from left wing to left back. And it's Andrew Lindsay, by the way, in case you were wondering, doing the interview.
So, Jerome, we record on the cusp of your 300th game for the club, be fit and selected.
Yeah.
Not bad for a team that wasn't even going to last a year.
It's fantastic. Privileged position, I feel, to be in. To be at a club for this long, to achieve, well, nearly achieve 300 games.
So in those 290-odd cup finals that you've played, what has stood out for you? What have been your highlights of this team?
Just the obvious ones. The FA Cup against Rochdale. For me as well, the Brighton one afterwards when we drew. Brighton was just, the players were awesome. And it's like, looking back where all them players are now, to be able to achieve a draw against them, and they had their first team out. Obviously now the manager's in the Premier League. Off the top of my head, two of the players are playing in the Premier League. And we held our own against them. But like, obvious one, it was they watched their one when we won, because that was just ridiculous. Some professional players wouldn't even get the feeling of that day.
So getting back to you yourself then, you've been using a few positions, sort of outside, inside, left wing, left back. How do you see yourself?
However Magic can fit me in the team.
Oh, come on. That's such a footballer's answer.
No, okay, to be honest, right now I would prefer to be left back.
You would?
Yeah.
Go on, your reasoning being?
I feel more comfortable there now. I feel I can just do a better job at left back.
So Jerome Wright there from Bring Your Own Ball back in today.
We should bring that back. Anyway,
let's talk about the centre backs then.
It was a hot potato, this one.
This is terrible. This is absolutely terrible, because Adam Jones should be in this list, because the first couple of seasons of the decade where he really was something else.
He was.
Jones scored 19 goals in 107 appearances. It's pretty incredible.
I said all the big men are in there. Scott's up there as well. It's just two back, Battersby and Cottrell. And Jacobs needs to get a decent delivery in. And that's a decent ball as well. So what's about?
Might well have snatched it right at the end of the game. A free header at the back post for Jones. And he directed it superbly well. And FC United, with a minute to go, find themselves 2-1 up here at Marine. And is that what's going to kick-start this season? A minute to go of time, and Jones, dreadful defending at the back post there. There was no one at all.
Adam Jones was Supporters' Player of the Season in 2012 and 2013, and then he got in. He picked up an injury, didn't he? And
he sure wasn't the same after that.
Yeah.
Not in any way, shape or form.
And then we brought in the two players we've actually gone with, which was Raglan and Davis. And they don't fit your criteria here, Paul, of playing a certain amount of games.
That's the sad part of it. If you say it's got to be 50 games, they don't come into this. But as a centre-back pairing, not only did they play well for a season, they chipped in 10 goals between them.
Now he's to take this corner from the right-hand side. It'll be a left-footed in-swinger. Here it comes. There's Raglan! It's Raglan again! Two-goal Charlie Raglan! Well, the goal machine. Well, Tom Davis scored a.
And to say that's against the run of play is generous.
But let's face it, it was a really,
excellent delivery from Brownhill again, and well, Raglan was unchallenged, and that's poor defending and a problem for Stocksbridge. A lot of creativity, but not just twice they've been undone at the back pretty comfortably. And Charlie Raglan, two goals for the young centre-back.
Is he out for a throw? No, still in play. Lovely flick over there by FC United's Tom Greaves for Daniels. Daniel cuts inside, he gets a bit fortuitous there, the defender, and they play the ball back. It's a corner ball to FC United.
That was messy, that, from Marine. I'm not complaining, Mike.
Lovely little ball flicked in there by FC United. Daniels, Tom Greaves.
Daniels didn't even touch that ball.
And then Daniels just trying to win it, but two defenders came across and somehow instigated the ball out for a corner to FC United, and it will be a left-footed swinger. No, it's taken quickly. Just outside the penalty area now, it's FC United's Byrne. Byrne right-footed, hits the ball into the penalty area. First time shot comes in. Tom Davies there celebrates like a goal scorer should. On the edge of the penalty area, the ball was taken quickly. Byrne trying to launch it, was half cleared on the edge of the area. Right footed, half volley, ball left hand corner. Williams, there's nothing he could do. Wonderful from FC United, deserved to take the lead on around 32 minutes. It's FC United away here at Marine, taking the lead, and tremendous from the centre half there.
And of course, both signed professionally.
Both went upwards.
And one of them, we brought him in from university football, Tom Davies. He went
from the North East,
and played for Northumbria University, came to FC, played in this league for us. Next thing, he's playing and still playing league football. I think he's at Bristol Rovers.
So another player that I should bring in is Dean Stott.
Free kick comes in towards the back post, the ball goes, and it's
unlucky.
A simple ball, keeper gathers it, and then a quick throw out and a good throw out as well, and Luke Dean on the ball.
Well in, Stott.
First time shot coming, it's going to be a goal, this is it, a goal, it is! Well, the goalkeeper threw the ball out, it was 10 yards from the halfway line, and intercepted by FC United's captain. He hit the ball just to clear his lines. The goalkeeper knew, I think, exactly what was going to happen. It floated over him, it's into the top corner, and FC United on 7 minutes take a lead. Well, a lead out of nowhere, and the visiting fans, about 30 of them, stunned the goalkeeper. Well, Phil Barnes, he can't believe it.
Well, I'll give you the post-match reaction from Stotty. I knew exactly what I was doing.
Well,
he didn't even deviate, did he?
One big problem with Dean is he suffered from the Phil Neville, John O'Shea, Phil Jones type.
He's a defensive midfielder.
He can play full-back, right-back, centre-half, defensive midfielder. And I think he was very good for us, there's no doubt about that. But I think he was a good captain for us. But I think he suffered from that over the period.
He also holds the record scoring 15 penalties for us.
Yes, and he was a good penalty taker.
Oh, a great penalty taker. I just think if you're picking a team of the decade and you're nearly known positions, where do you put him in? That's the problem, yeah. You see, with that one.
It's the Paul Madeley syndrome.
Two other players we just need to talk about when it comes to centre backs. David Chadwick, believe it or not, came into our debates. And
you don't think he fits into the criteria, do you?
No, you don't. But and his performance against Mosley was sensational a couple of seasons ago.
Who's not played well against Mosley?
But when it comes to
He made 48 appearances in the decade.
His best performances, though, were the. Yeah. I mean, if we're doing an all-time best FC United 11, he would be in it.
No doubt.
Of course he is.
Ashworth.
Well, he made 142 appearances, scored 14.
There was another player who McManus as well. I'd like to bring up, who was sensational, especially in the FA Cup run as well. Both Lynches, both Chris Lynches.
Certainly the first one. I mean, I think. The problem you're going to have in picking this team, and we'll probably come to it when we're talking about the forwards, is last season is very tainted. It doesn't really come into anybody's thoughts. Chris Lynch was great, going
back to right back, Joel Senior, he won Manager's Player of the Year a couple of seasons ago. But
and that's the thing, you know, you look at last season, and there's
struggled in the conference.
There's massive down points, of course, but there are one or two bright points in the season. And Chris Lynch, for me, was one of those, as we said, umpteen times in the season. Does he get into the team of the decade? No.
Let's go from defence to wing. Firstly, we won't go left or right, because both all the players there could play either flank.
Yeah.
Let's start off with George Thompson.
Five in the world, plus two FC.
Now then, can FC make something of this? George Thompson strides forward. Oh, what an absolute beauty from George Thompson!
low to the left hand, keeper's left hand. It's an absolutely impeccable delivery from George Thompson, which gives FC the lead. Well won there, Jerome Wright, with an excellent run. The foul was given, and George Thompson, that is as good as you'll see.
Yeah, for me, Thompson, he played 70 times and scored 32 goals. That's a really impressive return from somebody who didn't play up front, as in straight up through the middle. To me, if he'd stayed longer, he would have continued to score prolifically.
Was George Thompson our first indication of the quality of player that we could get step two of non-league?
And that was the other thing, he did it in National League North,
yeah,
at the top level that we played. That was significant to me.
When he went to Harrogate, we missed him.
We did miss
Big
him,
time.
And that's probably a good sign of.
And speaking of Harrogate, I'd like to play a clip, because obviously one of the most famous, best moments, I think, in our life at Step 2 was that comeback against Harrogate.
Oh, you're going to play that trick again in the 6-0 then,
no,
for a second.
When we're 3-0, when we're 3-0 down, and yes, and you know, we win 4-3, and we'll play more of those goals later. But he's the one who started it all off. That important goal,
yeah,
right before half-time.
Before half-time, yeah.
Very, very important.
Changed the game, he did.
It's a free kick now in a decent position.
Yeah, we need a good ball. A good ball put in here. Be a good time to try and get a goal back just before half-time. And
this is a good
keeper's
position.
In sight.
It's a few feet from the byline, about 20 yards out. Left-hand side. Sun shining on the players all gathered in that Harrogate Town penalty area. Thompson with this strike. Finishes low. Loose! Lacey tries to get a foot on it. Still in there, but it's being forced back now. Now it's Thompson. We'll think about his shot. Lacey! There he goes! And that's an excellent response. Just went through the gap there. Ellis, the Harrogate Town captain, not happy there. Wanted to see that blocked off by somebody close down, but just the tonic FC United needed there. A goal back just before half time. It's it. FC United 1, Harrogate Town 3.
So George Thompson makes it into our 11. As does, and we've had to shoehorn him in, but I think it was important to put him in, Carlos Rocca.
Jacobs has it again though. Slides it forward from Mulholland, but a strong challenge there. Norton there, the alternate defence will put their hands up, but he's onside. His left hand side now plays back to Rocca. Rocca with a shot. A superb by Carlos Rocca. 35 yards, right-footed into the corner. Coburn absolutely no chance at full stretch. What a way to get the lead here for FC United.
Wow.
And what a time to do it. Slip pass. Rocca, first time, absolutely what quality from the man. We saw that free kick about 4 or 5 weeks ago against Chester, which was Beckham-esque. And with shots like that, we'll soon be calling David Beckham's free kicks Rocca-esque. Real quality. What a talented footballer Carlos Rocca is. And FC United take the lead here, almost on the stroke of half-time.
He divided opinion, didn't he, Carlos, to be fair, at times?
I think his end product was sometimes lacking. For a player of his ability, who could beat players for fun, he used to get in lots of really good positions.
And then waste it.
And sometimes it would come off, sometimes it wouldn't.
Yeah.
He should have scored certainly more goals than he did.
Obviously, the big joke at the time was Rocca time. And the stats prove it, actually. Of the 50 appearances he made in the 2011 season, he was substituted 31 times.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly unfairly, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, yeah. Seems to be a part of the manager at this club. The certain players you get brought off, no matter what happens. Carlos is one of them. To me, he was a shoo-in. Absolute shoo-in.
He used to excite the fans, and that's what they wanted.
He got you off your seat. He could beat a man, like you say, at times his end product was lacking, but then when he was there, it was brilliant. Yeah. And he set goals up and he scored goals. And of course, I'm assuming the clip we've got coming up soon, I'm guessing
you wanted to make special mention of
the Barrow goal.
The Barrow goal,
absolutely.
The commentary's pretty poor, actually, because
who was doing it?
Well, Paul.
Oh, there Keg, you are, then.
Paul Keg and James were convinced it was a Norton goal, but
right.
It was Carlos Rocca. I've edited it in a way that makes it sound like it was all done properly, but it was Carlos Rocca's finest moment, I think, at FC United.
I think people forget about that. I mean, everybody talks about Rochdale and Brighton, rightly so. But you know, some of the games up to that, I mean, Barrow were in a higher league, and that was the team we beat to play Rochdale on that Sunday afternoon at Gig Lane.
Now then, Norton on the right-hand side, slides it back.
Four plays in the box.
Ovington now, can he get this ball across for FC?
He does. Norton. There's a shot goes in.
It's gone in! It's gone in! It's gone in! Yes! FC United have taken the lead here with about 13 minutes to go. What a... And that really was a great long ball. Norton slid it in. Ovington slid it across. And it was finished, we think, by Norton and then touched in by... Confirm the scorer for you.
When it comes up on the scoreboard.
Scoreboard.
Paul could tell us.
Now then. Now this is a real test, seriously, of FC's... It's a real test now for FC.
The statistician believes it was Norton that scored. We shall see.
No, it's
Carlos Rocca.
The goal scorer, according to the scoreboard, is Carlos Rocca. But now, big test for FC of their emerging professionalism. 12 minutes away from a first-round proper tie away to Rochdale.
Oh, please.
Now, we had an issue because I think the two strikers were pretty much nailed on. I think we sorted that. But it was a question mark about how many midfielders could we have. And in the end... We opted to include Matty Wolfenden because we had to.
Yes.
There's no way around this. We had to have Matty Wolfenden in the team.
The listener, as we're recording this, I'm watching him warm up for Radcliffe at the moment, and you know he looks no different now to the day to going back to the decade when he played for us.
There's a bit of me that will still say, and we saw it actually when we played Radcliffe a couple of times this season already. He could still play for FC United quite easily.
I think so.
We're just waiting for the referee to decide that throw-in wasn't either taken well enough, but then we're having a little bit of a break here. The referee is saying go back a few yards and it's going to be a matter eventually to take this. A bit pernickety there. As the FC fans in fine voice. Ball played into the penalty area. Up goes Greaves.
Wolfenden,
can he make it three? Yes! Yes! Matty Wolfenden! The fans go crazy all around us to the right and behind the goal. The ball was thrown in. FC United's Wolfenden, he had a bit to do. He sprayed the ball past the goalkeeper and FC United from two down find themselves 3-2 up with about 7 minutes of this game remaining.
Well, we scored two goals from throw-ins now, but that one was their throw-in. But well, he took it superbly.
Matty Wolfenden there. Well, I've been waxing lyrical about him all my FC radio career. And then he had the composure, he had the quality to get beyond Sam Ashton. He had work to do. And there was a death chip over Ashton Kader, over him, into the back of the net. And from, say, two goals down to three goals to two up here, FC United Manchester lead.
How important was Matty Wolfenden? I mean, the clip we're going to play is the Witten Albion semi-final goal, because obviously that's I think, the one.
See, I think
the Charlie one. Or?
Life. 1-0 at Blythe. I think it's from the edge of the box.
Wolfie,
you know,
could get you a goal out of nothing.
Yes, he was very quiet, nice lad.
Clever.
Quiet on the pitch, clever. You didn't see him about on the pitch. You know, he doesn't stand there. Not Carlos Rocca get you off the end of your seat necessarily. But I'll tell you what, he'll score you an important goal.
A tremendous start from FC United of Manchester, coming close with a header for Michael Norton, and certainly set this goal out really well. First ball, not good by FC United, but Stott wins the second, and Matty Wolfenden
brilliant
in the middle
Matty.
Again. There's a late challenge on in there. The referee allows play to continue. There's no advantage to him there. And it's back with the goalkeeper who clears his lines hurriedly. And Wolfenden now. First down shot comes in.
Oh!
Matty Wolfenden! 50 yards! The goalkeeper cleared his lines. It made the D of the halfway line. Matty Wolfenden said, thank you very much. And he's volleyed it straight into the back of the net. And FC United have got a goal up. And we're now being blocked cell shots.
Brilliant. The referee knew what he was doing there, letting that foul go, didn't he?
Well, FC United should have had a free kick. Yeah. He didn't give it. The goalkeeper cleared his lines. He was hurriedly done because Michael Norton put the pressure on. I say he made just about
what
the D in this half. And Matty Wolfenden, well, normally those go into Rose Head. He's hit it absolutely to perfection. Oh, and FC United on 9 minutes, it's 1-0.
Now, because of Matty Wolfenden's inclusion in this team, and George Thompson and Carlos Rocca, we should say, I think Matty Wolfenden...
It's an attacking team.
Yeah, it's a very attacking team.
So we're looking for the anchor now.
One midfielder. Now, this is where it gets... I mean, I've got an element chipping away at me about Adam Jones. I've certainly got one about Nicky Platt and Jake Cottrell not being in the team. We've gone with Dave Birch.
Yes.
Firstly, before we get to Platt and Cottrell, Dave Birch.
Falls for Banks.
Then it falls for Birch. Birch tries a shot, looping shot. And what an absolute quality goal from Birch. He's hit it from 40 yards. Most of the players themselves cannot believe it. We can't believe it. Back of the net. He's just hit it nonchalantly, like you would on a Sunday league game. It was about 50 foot in the air, it seemed. It just came straight down over the goalkeeper, back of the net. And everyone is looking in amazement around us, going, what on earth happened there?
Certainly shocked the keeper, didn't it?
Why have we gone with Dave Birch?
It was my instinctive choice.
Yeah.
When I started thinking about names, he was such a steadying influence in the middle.
That's the word I was just about to use myself, yeah. The influence. He came in from Curzon, he had a great career, Captain Curzon. They'd done well, they had cup runs. You know, he looked good against us in match. He played right back of Curzon a lot of times as well, not just in midfield. We brought him in, and you're like, we were talking about players who George Thompson, when he left, we missed him. When Dave Birch wasn't in the team during those couple of seasons,
yeah,
you knew he wasn't there. You knew we were missing something.
And the running joke was obviously once he gets his early bookings out of the way and then never gets a red card.
Absolutely.
The stats prove that, don't they, Paul?
Yeah.
Yes, very much.
34 yellows, no reds.
Very much very much in the Simon Carden mould, who also never got sent off.
Yes. So Dave Birch is in. Platt, Cottrell and Knott.
They're up there. Of course they are.
Cottrell was a good player.
Cottrell was a brilliant player, but most of the decade he spent at Charlie.
He did. He played. I mean, I didn't realise until recently. I saw a stat on Charlie's Twitter that he played the 300th game for him the other week. You don't realise he played that many games for Charlie, and that not few games for us, but nowhere near us. But I mean, we talk about player. I mean, you've got it back up there again.
In 2010, he was
clean sweep.
The supporters player of the year, the managers player of the year, and the players player of the year.
And I think he won a lot of the branch and fans ones.
Yeah.
And
it was obvious why.
Yeah.
Trafford Branch gave him the award, and we were embarrassed that everybody else did the same thing.
When it comes to Cottrell and Platt, the thing that everyone remembers them by is obviously that game against Rochdale.
They want to take it short to Rochdale, but FC United's Nicky Platt's making sure that doesn't happen. There's a slip there, and FC United McManus wins the header. Touched by Deegan, this is a good one. Jerome Wright, good ball to Norton. Norton holds it, back to Jerome Wright. Jerome's got Rocker on the right-hand side. Play ball, Nicky Platt!
Goal! Yes! Nicky Platt has put the ball into the back of the net, and on 41 minutes, FC United go into the lead against Rochdale. There's fans on the pitch. They should get off it, to be honest. But Nicky Platt, what a finish. Cool as a cucumber, personified. Can you believe it? Fans on the pitch, they will be off shortly. We're a good bunch like that. We'll run on and run off. Goodness gracious.
What a ball from Jerome. Absolutely spot on. And a fabulous run from Nicky Platt.
And we can see the replay. We're not in a position to see the replay. Right, off the pitch now, lads. Off the pitch. Bit foggy over that left-hand side as Deegan.
Oh, great touch, Ben.
Down
great
well
touch, well played.
Superb, Ben Deegan. And then Jerome Wright plays the ball in.
Ooh,
to Norton. Norton now. He's got Deegan. Deegan's onside. He's got Nicky Platt up there. He cuts inside. Yes. Superb.
Oh,
goes
Ben.
Away. Goes the other way. Plays it behind. Oh, he's behind him. First time shot comes in.
Jake Cottrell with a screamer.
I don't believe it.
An absolute rocket from Cottrell. Absolutely slammed it into the top corner from 30 yards.
No
what
words,
a dream goal.
No words can describe that goal. He's hit it from 35 yards. I'm going to try 35 yards after some superb work from FC United. And if you're watching this on the TV and you're listening to us, you'll just see how, what a quality strike. World class. A goal fit to grace any game of football anywhere in the world.
And that's not biased. That
and
is absolutely
spot on. Jake Cottrell has just unleashed a beast.
Obviously, Jake Cottrell and Nicky Platt into FC folklore forever with that Rochdale game. But a lot of people forget Nicky Platt got two FA Cup goals that season because he scored against Brighton and a very important goal.
FC clear the lines, it's high just over the halfway line. Deegan jumps up, great click header there, but there was no one on the end of it. Norton can't get to it. But
then again, Kyle Jacobs
gets in front of his man again, brings in Carlos Rocker. Can he get down that left right hand side? He's got two players around him again. Get yourself a corner shot if you can. Cuts inside superbly well. Get the ball to the penalty area, flicks on opportunity for Norton. Can't shoot, first time shot. Yeah!
And it's Kyle Jacobs, or is it Nicky Platt? It's Nicky Platt! And an unbelievable 39 minutes, FC United of Manchester take the lead, and the fans are going absolutely wild. Who needs a roof? Because if there was a roof, they'd been taken off by now. And a wonderful flicked on header there. FC United flicked it on. It was that midnight man, Nicky Platt. He scored the first against Rochdale. He scored the first against Brighton and Hove Albion on 14 minutes. FC United of Manchester take the lead here at the Windy Stadium.
The other thing as well about the FA Cup run that season is we didn't mention the fact Sam Ashton was player of the round, the second round, in that game against Brighton. But Jake Cottrell won player of the round in the first round, which I totally forgot about. So
yeah. And talking of Nicky Platt, he scored a hat-trick at Salford City in an FA Cup tie.
He did, that 5-2 game.
Wearing number three on his back.
He did. I just think with those two, it's just about a balance in the side. And there's players, I think,
they're on the bench, aren't they, with Jones
well,
and
yeah,
Ashton.
I mean, yeah, and Stoughton, and a bench of about 15
it's
subs.
It's a Manchester Premier Cup bench,
exactly,
isn't it?
Yeah. I just think they probably suffered in this team, because I think there's players who need to be in. You Thompson, like you've like your Rocker, and how would you split them? They're almost together. That's a problem.
Yeah.
So,
a couple of midfielders we've not mentioned. Obviously, Sheridan, who we saw last week.
Sam was great. Yeah.
Turns out he's a very good centre back as well. United.
We may have made it easy for him.
Irwin, of course.
And Byrne.
Byrne.
Yeah. Well, Calvin was in my original team that I sent you. Calvin was in my team.
Byrne, it's
what a footballer!
Isn't it?
He scored that goal at Fylde, which
Could have been the best player we ever saw.
Yes, definitely.
He could have been.
Dave Bertrand charging him forward into the box.
Oh,
he shoots.
Shot blocked.
It breaks to Calvin Byrne.
Yes! Calvin Byrne.
Callum Byrne into the bottom corner after some superb two driving runs from our centre and midfield pairing there. Dave Birch driving the ball forward. It tackles, it breaks to Callum Byrne, who slots it into the bottom corner. And on 66 minutes, it's FC United of Manchester 2, AFC Vald 0.
Just before we move to the forward line, let's mention Craig Linfield.
Daniels good as well ball. There. Lovely
go
ball
on,
into Tom. Brown.
Good
Brown
ball. Go ball. On, Matty.
Here comes Wolford in the penalty area, right hand side. Can he drill the ball across? Yes, he can.
Yes!
Linfield at the back post. Matty Wolford, he drilled the ball. And Linfield, through his body, it hits his knees and into the back of the net. And FC United find themselves a goal up on 15 minutes. And it was all about the ball, the quality of the ball initially by Brown, right-hand side, played it into Wolverton, and Wolverton down the byline, he whipped the ball in, loads of pace, and there he was at the back post, Linfield, he was like he was saying a prayer.
Superb, great, great break that.
Goalkeeper as well, here comes Linfield now with this corner on this near touchline.
Come on, Craig.
Linfield with the ball, near touch.
Again, it's flat.
Ball comes across, who's going to find the end of it? Well, it's a red shirt, but it's basically 30 yards out, and the ball's whipped across.
Liam.
Lovely ball from FC United. Brown off to Linfield. Now Linfield against Hughes. Linfield cuts inside. Shot comes in. Goal!
What a goal!
What a goal! Linfield, as I say, he cut across. Casper Hughes, he showed him on the ball time, and then he just bent the ball from 20 yards to the left-hand corner. And there's nothing Bennett could do this time. FC United take a 2-0 lead. The fans are going crazy. We're a little bit excited as well.
Well,
and on
a,
18 minutes,
that was
FC United
great,
2-0.
Great ball from Liam Brownell to pick him out. And he cut inside, skinned the fullback. And you've heard it said 1,000 times on TV. He's opened up his body. What a brilliant, brilliant finish there from Linfield.
Nothing that Hinchcliffe could do.
So in 2 minutes, Linny's on a hat-trick.
28 goals. Very
important
impressive.
Goals.
For a wide player, very good input.
I'm remembering Fylde at the Tameside Stadium in the FA Trophy.
And the game that I couldn't recall from earlier, the Midlands 1-0 header. No, the
he
Midlands. Yeah, he did. But the middle, yes,
from wide out.
Yes, he did. He did. I think got some shooting. They were playing again, I don't think.
But it falls into that category of National League North, and it's because you're missing the championship winning season. Oh, I suppose Linfield was part of that.
Oh, never say he scored that goal at that header.
He played in the promotion side.
Yeah. It's just, was he quite
at the level
for us at that level? Yeah. We're talking for team of the decade.
He's in the squad.
He's in the squad.
He's
definitely
in the squad.
Definitely in the squad.
Let's talk about the forwards then. We've gone with Greaves and Norton. I think that's
can't leave Tom Greaves out.
No, you can't leave Tom Greaves
out. I don't
think
you can leave either of them out. I don't think you can leave either of them out.
Now, before we get to Mike Norton, we'll talk about Tom Greaves, because obviously Tom Greaves is also a manager in this in the past decade.
there was a moment, it's because it's the festive period. The festive period where Tom Greaves had taken over, I think, was the pinnacle, I think. And especially that Boxing Day game against Salford City.
FC can come again now with Glynn. Plays it inside to Linfield. Linfield dead centre, 20 yards out. Great defensive play there by the number 14. And well play him, but they've given the ball away. FC have it back. Nice ball by Corbett. Ball to the penalty area. Who's on the end of it? First time shot comes in from Corbett. Oh, my word! You've just seen an absolute rocket from outside the penalty area. It was all lost in Corbett. And with the ball at his feet outside the area. And he's absolutely drilled it. Our FA Cup 2010. Jake Cottrell, he'd be proud of that one. And I tell you what a goal to get back into this game. Header won by Salford. Second ball picked up though by Irwin, who's been absolutely outstanding this game, as has this man on the ball now, Glynn. Glynn plays it to Fagbola. He says, I'll have it back as well. He's deep in his own half. And just plays it across to Hughes. Hughes plays it out. And while the 10 men of Salford have to chase balls, that's good for FC United because it will open spaces for them. There's now Irwin, halfway line. Great movement there from Walker. And Walker's carried on that run. He's going to get into the penalty area with the ball. Yes, he is. Going to get the ball into the penalty area. Yes, he cancels the back.
Oh, yes! Squeeze!
Oh, yes! Tom Greaves has done it for FC United of Manchester. But Walker never gave up the goal. The ball was played down the left-hand side. It was him versus Nottingham. And they went past him. It looked like he might have taken it too far. He chips it to the back post. And Greaves, like a phoenix rising from the ashes, he floats in the air and he nods it down, and FC United find themselves 3-2 up here on 36 minutes. The 11 men of FC United Manchester coming back from 2-1 down to make it 3-2, and Tom Greaves, they said he was past it. Past what? My arse. What a goal, what a player, what a manager.
I think that might be Tom Greaves's pinnacle
as a manager
here at FC
United. Quite possible.
And as a player. Done Tom Greaves there against Salford, but you could mention North Ferriby, you could mention
the volley he scored and also
the Stockport where we're down to 9 men. Obviously, yeah, we play that in the intro to this coming man club. So yeah. I mean, it's just
thing about Tom is, you know, his record is, he's our record scorer and he probably won't be beaten. Not in the foreseeable. So,
and Mike Norton.
Nice ball there from Stock to FC United.
Go on,
Norton. Can he cut inside the penalty area? Does he chip it?
Oh,
what a goal! What an absolute goal! Michael Norton goes one way, goes another way, then chips the ball from right to left into the top corner on 62 minutes. FC United of Manchester. The fans go wild. The players are celebrating at the FC end. And FC United take the lead. A goal to nil here.
Yeah, they turned the centre-back there. Andy Russell inside out, he went to shoot with his left, his right foot, checked back again onto his left foot and then just clipped a little chip right in the top 90. And Russ Saunders, their goalkeeper, had no chances, feet were rooted to the floor.
Nolte's got to 93. Injury, of course, cost him.
Yeah, he would have got a lot more than that.
He would have got to 100 first for his injury.
Yeah. The thing about Mike Norton is, when you're looking at players who, you look at other teams and you look at players who played against us and you think, who do you want to sign? When he was at Curzon, who was the player who you wanted us to sign? It's Mike Norton. He would do
anything to score a goal.
Absolutely. And, you know, he goes down to me as probably one of the best players we've had at this football club.
Mike Norton, supporters player of the season in 2011 as well.
From Jerome Wright. Michael Norton breaking clear now, but his legs have gone. Jerome Wright up on the halfway line.
Down the far side, son. Don't try and win it. Let's just get over there.
Great ball, Norton. Oh, just Norton still got a chance. Yes! 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 The referee is being surrounded, and Norton took the ball out of the feet of the arms of the goalkeeper. Controversy here, to be honest. He didn't see what happened. And FC United and Manchester, there's players on the fans on the pitch. And look like they might have snatched it in the last second. I don't know what happened there.
Well, the defender was trying to shield it back to the keeper. The keeper came out, but he didn't get his hands to it cleanly. Well, Norton's robbed him and rolled into the empty net.
We don't have the benefit of replay, so we don't know. Ben, Go and have a look on the big screen there behind us, mate.
There are a couple of strikers we've not mentioned. Greg Daniels.
The ball whips in towards the back post. It's a decent ball then. Who's on the end of it? Still in the penalty area. It's headed across the line. Who's going to fit four for? There's a shot goal. Oh, it's off the line again. And a great bit of defensive work from Starbridge. It's as if their entire season is just all based upon this game. You can't believe it. They are defending with their lives. They felt, I think, Shelton Payne on the edge of the area. He leathered it. And it just somehow didn't go in.
Yeah, they're getting bodies behind the ball. They're getting everybody back on the line in those positions.
The Linfield now on the ball. He's got Brownhill for the overlap if he wants him. He chooses not to use him, but the ball falls nicely from after a ricochet. Whips in towards the back post. It's a decent ball again. Has to be dealt with. It's a corner ball.
It was a great ball in that from Liam Brownhill. A great run from him. He's put it into a dangerous area and he's forced the defender there to play it out for a corner.
Just a little bit of luck. That's what you're looking for. They are defending tremendously, resolutely, are the visitors, but something has to give at some stage. You'd expect, you'd hope, you'd pray if you're a religious type. If you're not, an agnostic, just want the ball to the back of the net. The ball comes across now. It's headed by two players from the same team and they eventually clear the lines and they give the ball away. It's Brownhill now. Brownhill looking for some support, chips it through the middle down the right hand side. He'll be kept in play by Linfield. Yes, it can. Towards the back post, it's an opportunity. There he is! And FC United at Manchester have scored what could be the goal that makes them lift the trophy here tonight at Curzon and Ashton. Can you believe it? What a goal, what a header. 68 minutes on the clock. The ball play from Brownhill, well, he split everybody. He saw a gap that even the Thompson twins didn't see in 1984. Into the gap the ball went. There was Linfield. He made something out of it. He chips it across. Greg Daniels was the smallest man. He heads it down. It's into the back of the net. And even Alan Bullcock has got a smile on his face. He's unbiased, though, because he's here in a capacity for the league.
Absolutely unbelievable. That was nothing more than they deserved. All that pressure that we've been piling on and piling on. It came all from that fantastic ball in from Liam Brownhill in the first place that won the corner. Fantastic play from FC, exactly what we wanted.
Ben Deegan.
Ben's a lovely lad and Ben did his job for us.
In a way.
Lee Neville wins the ball. First time ball there from Norton, plays it across to Battersby. Battersby looks to hold the ball and then bring in Carlos Rocca. But he's just got the other side of that. But it's a poor ball. There's a chip there from FC United.
It's gone there. It's dropped under the crossbar. Get in. 2-0. And two blind goals.
It's not feet like lightning. In fact, it's 10 to 2 feet. Big Ben Deegan, 25 yards. Love the goalkeeper. Nonchalantly, very similar to FC United's Steve Torpy against North Derby United, but further out. And
was it off his 50p-shaped right foot?
It certainly was. 10, absolutely superb goal. And that came really from... You can see what's on the far left-hand side. FC United's Battersby was trying to tee up Carlos Rocca. His ball was mistimed and misplaced, but poor defending. They tried to clear the lines, but only as far as Deegan. And he must have been at least 25, 30 yards again. And a deft chip, absolutely superb, sublime, dead centre of the goal. FC United on 25 minutes find themselves two up here against Whitby Town at Gig Lane.
What about Jason Gilchrist?
Gilchrist, if he'd stayed longer.
Yeah, he just tainted by the... Well, not tainted, but... By the fact that he left, you know, he's not a long-term player for us. And of course, are we coming to
Willoughby?
His problem will be that he's tainted with that side because we were a poor side generally last season. He scored 20 goals in a team that was generally not great and got relegated. He scored 20 goals and not playing most games up top. He was out wide, coming deep. He could score goals.
And you mentioned, Paul, that one of your favourite goals of the past 10 years was the Willoughby Blyth goal. And it's a free kick to Blyth Spartans. 19 minutes on the clock here, about 6 yards out of the penalty area. It'd have to be a hell of a finish from this angle, given where Lloyd Allenson is. In it comes, it hits the wall, straight back to Oliver. Oliver with a chance to play this ball out towards his left-hand side. Good stuff here from Blyth Spartans. Cross comes in from Buddle. It's charged down and cleared by Potts. High in the air the ball goes and it's played straight back in towards FC United's penalty area, cleared by O'Halloran. Here's Donoghue now. Donoghue with a nice ball through the middle there to find Willoughby. Willoughby's onside, he's 1-on-1. Willoughby scores on 20 minutes. FC United from defence to attack. FC United with Kurt Willoughby take the lead, Paul.
Well,
from defending a free kick in their own half, it was a great breakout, and the through ball to Willoughby was absolutely spot on. And as a genuine goal scorer, he shrugged off the challenge from behind, drew the keeper and slowly slid it below him. And that was a hell of a finish.
It really was. That then takes us to a couple of players who've not made our list, but they did make Statle Paul's list.
Oh, go on.
Now, Paul,
yeah,
we basically outnumbered you on this one and said, yeah, no, you can't do that. Players like Potts and Dodd.
Well, yeah. I mean,
and Olave.
My instincts were to include what we've seen this season, because to me, Potts and Olave and Dodd, three outstanding players. Maybe not played enough games to get into this decade's team, but they are a part of the decade.
You could certainly, I mean, Olave and Dodd, superb players. But Potts, to me, when we do this show again in 10 years' time, I've got a funny feeling Potts might be in that list.
He'd be in the head of Birch, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Birch won't be in it because we're a team of the decade, you know what I mean?
I think Potts has got that about him, hasn't he?
Yes.
I mean,
yeah,
when we found out on Boxing Day he was playing through quite a significant shoulder injury he'd picked up and was playing through the pain barrier.
That sums him up.
That's for the Christmas party. He was carrying that many trays of beer back from the bar. He didn't want to burst his shoulder.
Be this decade's Dave Birch, isn't it?
Yeah. He is probably at the moment that important, that if he's not there, if he's not on that team sheet, you're going to notice it before anybody else. Absolutely. I just don't think you can put anybody in this team yet in that sphere of team of the decade.
Now, I also think that Olave's debut goal will prove to be a pivotal moment for the next decade.
Yeah. Ball halfway line though with the Potts. Potts chips the ball through. It's a decent ball as well. Can Leicester United try to get the end of it? Yes, he can. He scores on his debut! The keeper thought he'd come for it, and he just took a little touch. But I tell you what, the finish with his right foot, he could have tapped it, and he didn't. He hit it with some power into the top corner. And well, FC's manager there, Neil Reynolds, is thinking he was on an aeroplane yesterday in Malta, and he scores on his debut back here at FC United of Manchester. And it was a cracking finish, wasn't it, Roy?
It was absolutely spot on. The thing is, with Tundy, he never gives up on anything. He's got a decent bit of pace. And I've got to say this, the hesitancy of the central defender there caused Morpeth all that problem there. Now let's hope that FC keep the foot on the accelerator and keep this momentum going. Don't let it drop.
Well, it was an excellent finish. He got a little sniff in there. That's what you want from a centre forward. He got a little bit of a sniff, and he actually took advantage of it. And
on the half volley as well, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah, I mean, he hit it with his left, and then it came down on his right. And he half volleyed it. It was an excellent finish. It really was.
It got Renault's team up and running with a win.
Mm. Let's just finish things off. We're going to play some goal clips that obviously I think. When I asked some of the commentators what was your favourite goal to commentate on, James Quinn's come up with a Matty Walwin one against Frickle Athletic.
Birch recaptures it though well, and now Lacey under a bit of pressure, and he'll play it all the way back to John Worstock. 1-0 FC United lead, 38 minutes gone here against Frickle Athletic, and that comes out onto the left hand side. Jerome Wright heads it infield. Now Walwin. Oh, nice bit of control! Oh! Absolute! Goal of the season contender. His first goal for FC United. The ball broke for Walwin. Matthew Walwin. He took it on his chest, then on his thigh, and controlled it on the volley. Left footed into the top corner. As sweet a goal as we've seen all season here at Gig Lane.
There was flames on that ball.
Magnificent.
As it flew.
That really does bring a smile to the face. Beautiful piece of football by Matthew Walwin.
My favourite one's Maidley against Buxton, where me and you and Paul are commentating in the FA Cup replay.
Yes.
Superb counter-attack goal.
Yeah. He's got Callum Byrne in front of him. Callum Byrne, don't foul him, please. And it's two... Burberry now. He's got two red shirts in front of him. Plays the ball back, ball watching, back to Duran. Cross comes in. It's with Young who heads it. Oh, and Burberry shoots, and it's charged down. And it's a corner. Last ditch defending there from FC. And it's all Buxton in these late stages of this match. We're entering the last minute here at Silverlands. Corner ball to Buxton.
Can they get an equaliser? In swinger it comes. Carnell, good punch this
good
time.
Punch halfway.
Yes, to Maidler. And Maidler hoofs the ball forward towards Cook.
He's away.
Cook. Oh, he's not got the pace of Green, but Green stumbles. One he's the overlap there. Ball. Here's Maidler into the box. Shoot! Goal!
What a finish! What a goal!
And that one seals it for FC United. A thumping finish from Sam Maidler. And what a break. That all came from a cross,
fantastic
a corner
punch.
Ball from Carnell. Punches it to Maidler. Maidler hoofs the ball forward towards Cook. Cook does enough. Green stumbles. Cook gets the ball. And Maidler, who set the ball up in the first place, charges down the right-hand side. Cook finds him. And Maidler, from the edge of the box on the corner of it, wham!
Did I say 2-0?
You did say 2-0.
I'll tell you what, Sam Maidler, he's missed two in the last three matches. He's missed two sitters in the 6-yard box. We'll give him one at the edge of the box, which he hits. He's flying in.
And Sporting Calder, we'll see you a week Saturday. Sporting. Didn't mention Sam Maidler, did we? I mean, is there any players who we've not mentioned who, due to just how many games they played for FC United in the past 10 years, they should be worthy of a
who should
a
get
note.
Name checked?
Yes.
Well, anybody over 50, defenders-wise, we've not mentioned Lacey.
Lewis Lacey, yes.
O'Halloran played 45 last season. He didn't quite make it. Midfield-wise, Scott Kay.
Don't mention Scott Kay with that game he came back against Altrincham where he was man of the match.
Ashley Mulholland.
Ashley Mulholland!
Penalty appeal there, Foster. And this is a situation where he could do well. Kyle on the right side and him on the left. And it's coming in. Just get a little touch on it. Notts has got away with it.
It's Mulholland, the penalty area, left hand side, comes one way, goes another way.
Shows it,
Score!
Get in!
Oh, get in! Ashley Mulholland, he's been on the pitch for 30 seconds, 79th minute, and FC United take a 2-goal advantage from one end of the ground, a penalty shout to the other end of the ground, and FC United of Manchester, Ashley Mulholland down the left hand side, got hold of the ball, skipped past a defender, showed a bit too much of thought to him towards a goalkeeper, but what he did was then just pure magic, and he's got beyond the keeper and he just put it in.
And he had the ball in. He had the ball in front of him, got switched over by Kyle. It was on. As soon as Kyle got it at his feet, it was on. And we were a little bit fortunate there, to be honest, because Notts nudged Teague in the back, and the ball flew over the pair of them, right to Astley's feet. He ran through, clipped it over the keeper into the top of the goal. Excellent.
Another player that passed 50 appearances, Kieran Glynn.
Obviously he made that step up that we're talking about before. We never mentioned Ollie Banks, did we? But Ollie Banks, absolutely. And Davis, who made that leap up. Kieran Glynn, along with some O's, have made that step up to full-time football.
Another lad who I'm talking about this show earlier, he only played 7 games for us. Tom Walker, in those 7 games, he wouldn't get you to see the decade. He was outstanding for us.
Another player out here this afternoon, Harry Winter.
Winter's on my list, and I never mentioned him.
I'm always a fan of Harry. I know he certainly polarises opinion. Harry is Harry. You get what you get with him, and you know if he completes 90 minutes, you're going to get a shift off him.
Can FC find a late winner here? Now, throw comes in by Jerome Wright, and there's a. Bobbling around, and it's when Adele Tom, can he get this ball across it comes, it's surely, oh, it hits a blue shirt, second attempt, yes. It's gone in, and FC United, it's Harry Winter to give FC United a 2-1 lead in the 91st minute.
Richard Battersby as well just popped into my mind.
Yeah. Teach him the other week in a well-known Northwestern Gardens, and had a good chat with him.
Phil Marsh. He played 53
Phil Marsh was outstanding for us, but again, suffered from it. He ended up playing right back, and he didn't like that.
And another player that's gone past 50 appearances is Donoghue.
Is he really?
I didn't realise that, yeah.
Donoghue's another interesting one. But thank you.
And I'm going to put another name in quickly from this team who we might be talking about, Luke Griffiths. I think we'll be talking about him potentially, if he stays around long enough, next time we do this show. In 10 years' time.
Well, there we go.
We're all in our 60s.
That was 2010 to 2019. I hope you all enjoyed it. Obviously, a league title in there, an FA Cup run, an FA Trophy run to the quarterfinals, 2 Manchester Premier Cups, and
a partridge in a pear tree. Very festive.
But it's the next 10 years. A big thank you to Statopol and Woods. I should say a big thank you to Yora as well. He's been very, very helpful with
his
that.
His website's brilliant, isn't it? Yeah.
So vitally important, Yora's work that he's put in. FCUnited.ru. And it's such a brilliant website. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Woodso. And thank you to all our listeners for the last 10 years. And we'll see you all very soon.
Goodbye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.